Hello, this is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Before I begin today, I have a favor to ask of you. If you enjoy these podcasts, could you take a moment to rate them on iTunes? It will help us alert more Russophiles and language junkies to them. We'd be very grateful. And speaking of being grateful, note the clever segue. Every year at the end of November, specifically the fourth Thursday, Thanksgiving Day in the U.S., I think about благodarnost, gratitude, and ways to express it in Russian. Благодарность comes from the word blaga, something that is good or useful, and dar, a gift or sacrifice. The original word seems to have been borrowed from the Greek word for Eucharist, the giving of thanks, literally the giving of good favor. If you want to be formal, you can say благодарю вас, I thank you, or я очень благодарна за вашу помощь, I'm very grateful for your help. In formal speech, try using выражать благодарность. Мне хотелось бы выразить искреннюю благодарность за вашу поддержку. I'd like to offer my sincere gratitude for your support. If someone is over-the-top effusive, you can say, «Она рассыпалась в благодарностях». She was falling all over herself saying thank you. Interestingly, when the adjective «благодарный» is applied to a task, the meaning is shifted a bit and comes to denote something rewarding, i.e., something for which you can be grateful. «Работа с детьми – благодарный труд». Working with children is rewarding. If you're feeling quite formal, you might say, «Я вам очень признательна», I'm much obliged to you. If it were the 16th century, you might use the expression «бить челом», which means to beat one's brow. This comes from the ancient Russian custom of bowing low and touching one's brow to the ground when petitioning or thanking the prince or czar. «Челом вам бьем за ласковое слово», I thank you most humbly for your kind words. You might pull this out of your linguistic pocket when you've behaved very badly and your significant other has caught you. Who knows? Maybe this medieval version of, baby, I'm on my knees here, will do the trick. If nothing else, it will get a good laugh. And then there's the simple спасибо. This is a contraction of the phrase спасибо, may God protect you. Over the centuries, wishing someone God's deliverance became the way to thank them. It can be made warmer with any number of syllables. Спасибочка, спасибочки. Or it can be personalized. Спасибо тебе, дорогой. Thanks, sweetie. Or you can use the jokey, большое человеческое спасибо. A great big thanks. Literally, big human thanks. When things aren't going your way, someone might remind you that it could be worse. Скажи спасибо, что дети взрослые. Be grateful that the kids are all grown up. And then you can sigh dramatically. И на том спасибо. Thank heaven for small favors. Then there's the opposite of being grateful. Неблагодарность. Ingratitude. I started leafing through my dictionaries, expecting to find lots of Russian synonyms. But to my surprise, it's slim pickings. But then I thought, why am I surprised? After all, there might be many ways to say thank you, but there really is only one way to not thank someone. Silence. Kind of a linguistic dead end. And then I began to comb through my library of books about Russian language and culture, looking for gratitude or the lack of it. Most of my books have chapters on key concepts, like честь и совесть, honor and conscience. Or they have chapters on opposites, like правда, неправда, truth and falsehood. But nowhere did I find благодарность, неблагодарность. In the pantheon of great virtues, благодарность is not mentioned, nor is неблагодарность down in the dungeon of vices and sins. Now, don't get me wrong, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't say спасибо every time someone gives you something or helps you. And every parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, or older sibling in Russia pounds спасибо into the tender heads of babies and toddlers. Not expressing thanks is more than a faux pas. It's a sign of bad upbringing and an unpleasant personality. And in much of Russia, people believe gratitude is good for your soul. When disaster comes near but slips by like a Kamaz that hits the brakes just before crushing your smart car, your friends say, «Иди в церковь и благодари Бога», go to church and thank God. Or when you realize that the girlfriend you've been pining over is a harridan, they'll say, Бог отвел, иди свечку поставь. God averted a disaster, go light a candle. But still, when you look at Russian sayings and proverbs, you can see that over the last couple of millennia, the folks in this part of the world have regarded saying thank you and being kind and grateful as excellent behaviors. But they might not mean very much. So they say, «За добро добром и платит» – «Kindness is repaid in kindness». Or, «Сделав другу добро, себе жди того же» – «When you do good, expect the same in return». And they have sayings about being grateful, no matter what. Своего спасибо не жалей, а чужого не жди. Don't skimp with your thanks, but don't expect thanks back. But that's the thing. You might not get any kindness in return. There's another expression like this. За добро не жди добра. Don't expect kindness for kindness. And there's yet another saying. Скажешь спасибо, так ладно. А нет, и так хорошо. Say thank you, and that's fine. But if you don't, that's all right too. Maybe it's because thanks don't pay the rent. Спасибо в карман не положишь. You can't put thanks in your pocket. И спасибо шубы не сошьешь. You can't sew a fur coat out of thanks. And спасибо на хлеб не намажешь. You can't butter your bread with thanks. But all the same, a person wants to be thanked. The word for that relative who never helps at big family gatherings and never thanks anyone is неблагодарный or неблагодарная, ungrateful. And it's not what you want to be called. Неблагодарный is often applied to teenagers and young people who are never grateful enough. Для тебя родители столько сделали, а ты неблагодарная. Плюешь на все и еще университет бросила. Your parents have done so much for you, and you little ingrate, you don't care about anything. You even dropped out of university. If someone doesn't show due appreciation, you can cut them down with «С твоей стороны просто неблагодарна». It's simply ungrateful on your part. But you know, you might just have to live with ingratitude.